Brian, thank you very much. There were angry scenes in Ballymun in Dublin over the weekend when groups of protesters gathered outside a hotel protesting the housing of refugees there. It's just one of a number of demonstrations that have taken place at emergency accommodation locations in recent months. Caroline Conroy, Lord Mayor of Dublin, joins me on the line now. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
You're originally from Ballymun. How does it feel to see those scenes in your own locality?
Oh, look, it's really embarrassing. It's upsetting. It's not what we're about in Ballymun. I've always worked in the community, still continue to do that. And all the groups that have contacted me are really upset and distraught about the scenes that they've seen taking place over the weekend.
But there were a lot of people there, weren't there? Those marches seem to be well supported.
Well, there's a lot of people that aren't from Ballymun. There are people who are locals there, definitely. But an awful lot of them are far right winged protesters, and they were seen, and they were also unfurled their protest banners, which were quite visual. And they're also going around doing a leaflet drop. So they are not locals that are behind the scenes here on this particular protest.
So you think most people came into Ballymun to attend that protest rather than being from Ballymun?
Well, there is locals there, we know that, but the majority of people who have contacted me are all from community groups, schools, even Philly McMahon that I was speaking to. They're all very upset because this doesn't represent what we do in Ballymun, what we're about in Ballymun. And it's certainly a minority who are out there protesting against vulnerable people who have nowhere to go. And we've always been a welcome, open to welcome to people when they come to Ballymun. We're made up of people from all over the place. That's how we originated. And it's always been the case of helping people who are in need of that help. And that's what we do, and that's what we continue to do. And what's really shocking and upset is that so much work has gone into Ballymun and shown what we do in a positive light. And then this one weekend seems to destroy all of that hard work that's been done over the years.
You mentioned that you had a chat with Philly McMahon, the former Dublin footballer, and he was tweeting that, and a quote from his tweet, "Disappointing to see some of the scenes in Ballymun over the last 2 days, from a community that is judged constantly to now judging asylum seekers." Can you tell us a bit more about the chat that you had with Philly about what might be done?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what we're talking about. A number of us are coming together today, and we're going to look at what's the best response from the community to show people that we are about bringing people in, welcoming people in, shown the real side of Ballymun that we've always shown, which is that we're inclusive, that we come together when people need that help. We've always done that, and we'll continue to do that, and we won't let the minority have the loud voice, which they have had. And social media and the media tend to pick up on the ones that are loudest, and the ones that are loudest are normally the minority, not the majority, who are working behind the scenes day in and day out. So, and that's what we want to show.
When it comes to this meeting that you're hoping to put together, like, who else will be involved? Will the minister be involved? Will Roderick O'Gorman be involved? Have you spoken to him about it?
They will be involved, but this first initial meeting will be about the community coming together, community groups, schools, principals. I was talking to principals of schools. They're shocked and horrified because they've been working on the ground for years in Ballymun, and that's not the Ballymun they know either. So we're all coming together and going to look at what is the best response to show people that we are here, that the vulnerable people who are coming into our community, that they are welcomed, and that we are here to help them in their hour of need.
How will you go about showing that, though? I mean, would you consider a solidarity march now?
I don't know yet. We have to talk about that. I don't want to preempt the meeting. But certainly already we've had people who have come into our community, get involved in the tidy towns, in our community gardens. They're always there willing to help and get involved. And that's the best way to break down barriers, is to get to know these people on an individual basis rather than just throwing out the usual one-liners that says nothing about the people that are here in their most vulnerable era.
Now, this isn't the first time we've seen this. In December, people will remember in East Wall in Dublin, that area was brought to a standstill a number of times because of similar protests. Do you believe that those protests are being orchestrated?
I do, yes. And talking to people in East Wall as well, they're in the same situation where the majority of the people who have worked on the ground have always highlighted the positives in their community and all the great work that's been done in the likes of East Wall or in Ballymun or Tallaght or wherever it is. It gets drowned out in a situation like this, and that's not fair. That's not fair in the community that has always been there for the most vulnerable, and they will continue to be there, and we want the vulnerable people that come into our community to know that we are here and that we welcome them here.
What lessons do you think people in Ballymun can learn from people in East Wall as to how to deal with this?
Well, again, that will be part of the meeting that we will have. We're going to talk to people who have gone through this already. And that's what the main course of the meeting is about. What's the best response to this? Because we don't want this to continue. It doesn't reflect what's really going on in the ground, and it doesn't reflect all the good work that's been carried out by these by the community.
In your role as Lord Mayor of Dublin, how concerned are you now that these protests are spreading?
I am concerned. I'm concerned that the minority are getting a louder say on the situation and not the majority, who are always there for the most vulnerable, who have always worked on the ground, who have always done great work in their communities. And as I said, it's been drowned out by this minority, and this is not good enough. It's not good enough that we stand by and let their voices be heard. And us who are on the ground are not being heard, and we need to be louder about that.
You sound frustrated by it.
I am.
Can you tell us more, Caroline, about why you're frustrated? You mentioned the minority of voices
just
being the loudest.
Well, growing up in Ballymun, that's exactly the same story. It didn't matter how hard we worked in Ballymun. A simple thing last summer, Ger Prendergast, who's a fantastic role model for the community, won a decade, which is 10 marathons, one after the other. And we celebrated that out on the plaza, but not one media showed up to it. But somebody got stabbed the week before, and my God, they were crawling all over the place. So it's very frustrating. All the fantastic work that goes on in these communities does not get highlighted. But as soon as something goes wrong, it's headlines. And it's frustrating to try and fight that all the time. So that's what we're going to do. We have to continue. I've always done that. That's why I ran in politics. It's to highlight the facts that, there is positives going on there, and the community is working really hard and are doing fantastic work. And we're going to continue doing that.
Have you spoken to any of the asylum seekers who might have witnessed those protests over the weekend?
I haven't yet, but I'm hoping to do that.
Caroline, thanks very much for your time. Much appreciated.
Okay.
Thank you, Caroline.
All right,
Conroy.
Thanks very much.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.